intrigued by you, he says. You're beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, I say. Wondering if this is just another line, just another game. Wondering how much recent deception informs my reaction. Connected right from the start. You can't make this happen. You can't make this happen, can you? Someone wouldn't be able to make this happen. It gets chilly. We step inside. I make more tea. Plain tea. Cheap tea. He says, I love a woman who adorns herself, adorns you. I like a woman who has variation in her wardrobe. I love good shoes on a woman and beautiful lingerie. He suggests I visit a website of Austrian-designed underwear. It's expensive, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful, he says. I stand there by the stove in my slutty outfit, the total of which probably cost me $15, including my $1 panties and Value Village bra. What do you wear during the day when you're working here alone, he asks. Oh, Levi's cords, a t-shirt, paint-splattered hush puppies with holes in the soles. Guess I could have said Prada, darling. Adornment. He's an architect of many things. Hospital, hotel, prison in Texas. He's gonna bring his grand. I try to see what he's doing, but I'm pinned beneath him. I hear him stretching the condom like he's making a balloon animal. He gives up, and I lie there under him. 230 pounds, he says, am I crushing you? Sort of, I say. He gets off of me, and in his deep, sexy voice he says, I wanna please you. You do please me, I say, as one does. I mean, really please you, he says. Okay, I say, and then we both laugh, me till I cry. We have time. Don't warn me, don't warn me. Don't warn me about yourself. Okay, I say. Does that include not telling him that I'm too cheap to take the bus? I walk the 20 minutes to get to the store, and that I carry my groceries home in my packed sack, which is fine. Don't buy crackers and cheese and pickles and cookies because they're too expensive. And I know the price is on almost everything in the little shops. And if oranges are 59 cents a pound here and the same ones are 49 cents a pound across the street, I will cross the street to save whatever it is a pound on my two oranges. He says we have time.
He's
we have time.
His grand piano out of storage.
I say thank you. Wondering if this is it's just another really long line. Another really long and complicated line. He's the architect of another really long line.